Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
We're about to talk to a woman who has made some improvements to her life and wants to reap the benefits. And you might actually hate her when we're done talking to her.
I know, right?
But she's done.
Yes.
She's every woman.
Yes.
Not every. Okay, let's just. How about we just talk to her? It's other people's problems. And she's got something on her mind, and we're going to help her. Grace?
Yay!
How can we help?
Hi. So I'm pretty young, but I've never really dated. And growing up, I wasn't attractive, like, at all. Like, I was chubby, and I really didn't have a lot of self-confidence, and I wasn't really asked out on dates in high school. And,
okay.
Like, the few times when I was, it was by guys I wasn't attracted to. I've lost a lot of weight within the past couple of years, and I'm still not getting approached by guys. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm just not attracted to the guys that are asking me out. And I know that sounds like really arrogant or like I'm super picky, but I'm really not. I'm just confused. Like, I don't think I'm ugly. And people have told me that I'm attractive, so, like, then why do only unattractive guys ask me out?
Huh.
I put a lot of effort into my appearance, so it just doesn't seem fair.
So you feel
and
like
I
you've
feel comfortable. Oh, I'm sorry.
You've put in the effort.
Yeah.
And you've...
Yeah. You're waiting for the... Now, here's the payoff.
Right. You've
exactly.
Fixed up the house, and now you want better offers.
Yeah.
And you don't want...
And they're not coming.
The riffraff trying to move in. You want high-quality... Men.
But it's still the riffraff that's...
And where are you going to find the riffraff? I mean, are you trying to do... Are you doing the online thing? Or are these guys reaching out to you on, like, on apps? Or are you doing the bar thing, the club thing? Where are these men coming from?
I'm doing all the things.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on the apps, I'm at the bars, I'm having my friends set me up, and I don't know. No one that I think is attractive. And, you know, it's all in, like, the eye of the beholder, but, like, no one that I think is attractive is actually coming up or, you know, messaging me and asking me out.
And Grace, you talked about confidence. Are you to the point where if you see a guy you're attracted to, you can just go on up and start a conversation or?
Oh, I mean, my confidence has like really increased over the past few years, but like, I don't know if I'm comfortable enough making the first move.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, we live in a remarkable time. You're welcome to make the first move. In fact, it'd probably be better for all parties involved if more women made the first move at this point, because guys are like, I do not want to be perceived as predatory.
I don't want to get sued or thrown in jail.
But I mean, I kind of get what you're saying. Like when you... we're going to make this is other people's problems, but we occasionally like personalize it and make it about Steve. When you shed the weight and it's still the picture, like you look like Neo from the Matrix.
Yeah.
Did you feel like the caliber of women that you were? Cause I distinctly remember, and you're going to hate this. And I know you didn't make it, but there was a vision when you were starting to lose weight. Somebody made you a vision board.
That's true.
Full of hot women. And it was like, don't give up because this is your.
That's my goal. That's
your
my
dream board.
Yes. To be able to date a higher caliber of woman.
Which
or
is
something.
Essentially what she's saying,
yes.
Right? Did it work for you when you got when you were full on? And I don't know if you were happy. That's the other thing about people who lose weight. You can lose all the weight and you're still not happy with yourself.
That is true.
Then you're not going to get.
You're right. The positive.
You're not
benefit.
Projecting happiness.
Yes, or confidence.
You're just skinny. That skinny doesn't sell.
Right.
I mean, it does and whatever.
Yeah.
But do you think it works for you? Do you think
It didn't change the way I approached women. It didn't change the way that I date. It didn't change those things. It just, the pool was broader, I think. I had more women.
So it did work for you, somewhat.
I had some more women approach me, but I didn't approach more women.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But you felt like your pool opened up a little bit, whereas Grace feels like
hers is the
exact same pool, despite all of her effort. Grace, could it be you? I mean, not trying to be mean, but I mean, are you different? Do you feel like you're a different person now that you weigh less? Ugh.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I do feel different because I do feel more confident and I feel more like just at home in myself. But I mean, going along with what you guys were saying, like it doesn't change the way that I interact with guys or interact with people. It changed me on the inside and on the outside, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
So I have more confidence, but yeah, it's not changing how I react to guys when they ask me out. But even before, I didn't want to ask guys out. So. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out how we fix this. I think there's other men and women who've probably lost weight and it's one of those things where we live in an instant gratification world.
Boom.
And it's like, I did all this. Where's my reward? Uh-huh. And you're like, it's not happening. And I know you didn't want it like the day you stepped on the scale and you hit your ideal weight, but like you've given it some time and it's not happening yet. And it's like, when do I get mine? I mean, like when I started learning to play guitar, it's like, where's the record contracts? Where's the women jumping on, throwing their underwear at me? It's like, we want our Grace deserves something, doesn't she?
She's put forth the time. She's put forth the effort. She feels better about herself. That is awesome. That should have been the goal. But now she wants to be out there and, hey.
It's the same dudes that liked chubby Grace.
Which leads me to think it's personality then. Because she's changed the physical. She's changed the packaging. But the same customers are knocking on her door.
Yes. You've fully remodeled the storefront.
Yes.
And the same.
Same.
I know we keep using really weird analogies, but we're just trying. I don't know how to.
Yeah.
I know there's other people who've gone through physical changes and they can probably help us.
And they thought in their head the whole time, once I make these physical changes, like you said, Slager, boom, I'm going to reaping all these great rewards.
I'm going to get a raise at work.
Yes.
Somebody's going to step up and go, wow, you're
a trophy wife and great kids and cars.
It's not happening fast enough. It's not happening at all.
And you seem like you have a great personality, Grace. Just
you
do. Couple minutes that we're talking to you. Yeah. So I don't want to pin it on that, but we've changed physical. What else?
Yeah. And you're fishing the right ponds. The only ponds that I know of.
Yeah.
So how about, why don't you hang on and we're going to try to find you. We're not going to find you a man today, but we're going to find.
Maybe why.
We're going to figure out why it's not working. Hang tight. I don't have a. Dude.
I know.
You had the huevos to say it while she was. I have to put people on hold before I can say it. It's got to be her. I mean, if you said it yourself, that's why I was asking you, like your personality is the exact same today as it was when you had lost the weight.
70 pounds lighter,
up, down, doesn't matter. 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds up, 30 pounds down, doesn't matter. You're Steve, period.
I still have the same interests or disinterests. I still have the same attraction to the same people.
But when you got skinny, the pool opened up for you.
It did. Other people reacted differently.
Why isn't anybody doing that for Grace? Or is it different for women? Does the pool not necessarily widen?
Good question.
I feel like the pool for women would quadruple.
You would think, but.
Because men are shallow as hell.
But it's that supermodel syndrome where, as a man, I assume there's no way I'm a year
old. Think about that.
Right, or you're already hooking up with the rich, beautiful, hot
guy. Because it is funny. I will say this. I think my wife is hot. And the main people who hit on her are like kind of schmarmy because they're
they
like
got nothing to lose.
100%.
They got nothing to lose.
Like a rich guy is not necessarily going to have the huevos to walk up to a married woman and lay it down. But she's standing in a Walmart and they'll come up and like lay it down on her.
And if they tell her no, they're just like, okay, whatever.
Right.
I'll go to the next one.
Right.
And to
they're
the
just
next
chumming, 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 trying to find something.
Wow.
So maybe that's what's happening with Grace. Maybe not. If you've kind of lost a bunch of weight or have been in Grace's position where
change
your appearance, got a college degree, got a better job, got a better house, got a better life, and it's not translating to your relationships, what do you do next? We're going to start with Megan.
Yai. She needs to watch the movie Shallow Hal, because what she's doing is she's only looking at the exterior of the person and dismissing them much too quickly. There are some amazing men out there where their personality overcomes any kind of maybe averageness that she's seeing in their physical appearance. And once she gets to know them a little bit and gives them an actual chance, wow, can she find some amazing guys. I've been friends with somebody who I was kind of attracted to, but not really. But then as I got to know him, wow, was he fantastic. And so I think that she needs to give that a shot, because it's her viewpoint of dismissing people too quickly and think she wasn't saying she was meeting mean people or rude people or jerks. It was all physical, right? Is that what you guys
are
saying?
She's
looking at, like, she's dismissing them like on Seinfeld. Oh, his, you know, eyebrow is whatever, or her nose, or the foot, the toe. She needs to watch Shallow Hal and understand that she can find some really beautiful people because they have beautiful souls, and that shines through the maybe regularness of how they look. And a lot of those guys who are super, super good looking, a lot of them are really mean. She needs to know that from having dated.
But another way to say what you're saying is she needs to lower her standards.
No, she needs to raise them in the personality department and forget about the aesthetics, because beauty fades, but dumb is forever.
I know, but when the beauty's here, you kind of want to take advantage. That's kind of where,
But she needs to understand that, like, for some reason, she's discounting and not being attracted. She's probably only shooting for, like, supermodel good looks or something, because there's plenty. This is Menver. There are so many guys here. I don't understand how she's meeting nobody, really.
No, you're making good points.
You are.
Those are good insights. Yeah, yes. She's blaming the men. I'm blaming. Yes. We should look at her.
It's got to be her, because when I changed how I was, you know, I always had a lot of men attention, a lot of focus on me. But then I would filter through that and find the really great, nice guys on top of
plain-looking, you know, but great personality guys.
The Shallow Hal reference really is a great one, Megan. Thank you for the call. Because, I mean, he felt, do you remember, like, Gwyneth Paltrow, like, in a fat suit, and all of a sudden, he saw her as skinny and then fell for her and didn't realize so she's discounting these guys she thinks aren't in her league, and Megan's saying, one of those guys could be the one.
Okay.
Stop looking just at the surface.
The pretty packaging.
I know, Steve. You're like, it's impossible to get you past it. But Anthony.
Yai.
What do you think?
So from the outside looking in, and I'm coming from the kind of the same place. I had lost 75 pounds after a breakup, and I kind of went through the same thing she did. The same types of girls were approaching me. And basically, it comes down to, like, you got to put yourself out there, kind of push yourself out of your comfort zone, and you'll attract those other guys you're looking for. Because I was keeping kind of inside, not really, I guess, super outgoing. So all the people that were, I guess, kind of nervous about approaching people would come to me because I seemed approachable, because I related to them.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yes. Huh.
Huh. So it will eventually happen, though, right? A little?
I think she just needs to get out of her comfort zone a little bit, and she'll attract those people that are more willing for a challenge, I guess.
Wow. Thank you for the advice, Anthony. Aaron.
Yai.
What do you think?
I think she needs to approach this better from her side mentally. You know, you can't put your you can't validate yourself based on what other people think of you. you need to, you know, be confident in yourself. Lots of guys are super intimidated by confidence and they won't approach you. I've been in this scenario. I have tons of guy friends. They're all like, oh, you should come out. You're totally going to get hit on. There's tons of dudes here. And I show up and nobody hits on me. And they're like, I don't understand what happened. And I was like, me neither. And it's because I'm really intimidating when I first, you know, just in those kinds of settings, I'm just an intimidating person because I have a decent amount of confidence. And guys have a hard time approaching women that are really confident in themselves.
Wow.
And like, you know, you said this day and age, the way that things have been going, guys don't want to approach women, period, anymore. They're getting in trouble all the time. You have to talk to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just what it comes down to. You can't wait for them to come to you.
You've
got to go to them.
Yeah, wow. If you see something you want, go and take it.
Go get it.
Yes.
Thank you for the call, Aaron. We appreciate it. Because here's the thing. She comes off as confident. Weak men won't approach her. And even strong men won't approach her because they don't want to be perceived as a predator.
There it is.
So the answer to everything is you, Grace.
Yes.
You have to, if you either have to appear to be weak, which I don't think you want to do, to attract more men, or be confident and do what Steve said. You want it? Go get it.
Yeah, you go get it.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.